Welcome back to Austin Brown, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. You've been a busy guy, haven't you?
Good morning, Greg. Yes, sir. I'm certainly not sitting still very much.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me all right, Greg?
Yeah. It's a little better. Okay. Well, I've got a question for you on these on the booster shots. Say you got the Moderna vaccine, can you get any booster, or does it have to be Moderna?
Yeah, that's a great question right now, and there's a lot of studies that are looking at whether or not it would be okay to switch between the vaccine products, the mRNA vaccine products, but the answer is right now is we don't know. Mm-hmm. So a safe recommendation is stick to the products that you got. So if you got the Pfizer product, your booster dose is available, and continue to get that Pfizer product. If you did get that Moderna product, we're still waiting for a little more information on whether or not that's going to be approved. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be in the near future, the way things are moving. But right now, that one is still indicated for those who are in an immunocompromised status, whether it be to medications or other illnesses. So Moderna folks, I'd say still hold on for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess the big question is, you've got COVID and you've got the flu, and you're trying to differentiate what's going on out there. The big thing is to get a flu shot, right?
Absolutely. That is the best way to get yourself prepared. So, you know, even for when the year when the flu vaccine is not as effective as we hoped, because when we develop it, it has to be kind of extrapolated out to make a best guess, as it were, as to what flu viruses we think are going to make us sick this year. Even getting that vaccine when it's not as effective still cuts down the risk of you catching the flu by about 50%, and it reduces the chance of you getting really, really sick. So either way, flu shot, always a great idea, and we're happy to help you with those and answer any questions that you have.
Yeah, and the flu shots are now available, right?
They are. This is pretty much about peak time to go get one, right? At the beginning of October, end of September. Give yourself that two-week chance to build your full immunity after getting the vaccine, and then you're fully covered as we go into the heavier part of flu season. So right now, really, really great time to go get your flu vaccine.
So what do you see as the big differences between COVID-19 and the flu? They're certainly very similar, right?
There are a lot of similarities between them in terms of symptoms, and that's one of the things that's really challenging for providers sometimes, is trying to figure out what are we going to treat here. I mean, they're both, you know, contagious respiratory illnesses, but they're caused by different viruses. So the similarities are, you know, fever, chills, cough, some of that difficulty breathing, sometimes feeling tired, sore throat, muscle aches, sometimes vomiting, diarrhea. You know, those are two where it's very, very hard to tell the difference. The main one with COVID-19 in terms of that distinguishing factor has really come to be the change or loss of taste and smell. But a lot of times, if you go get tested for that, they're probably going to test you for both COVID and the flu as we get into this time of year. And that's something that we're able to help you with at the pharmacy as well, doing a point of care test.
So that can happen right on the spot, right?
Yeah. So we do have the rapid tests available for COVID and flu at our pharmacy sites. I'm working on getting those ramped up for this year. So we do have a test that tests you for both COVID and the flu virus, and we can help you, you know, make a distinguish of, you know, what are we looking at here and what do we need to do moving forward. You know, a service we want to offer at the pharmacies, because the doctor's offices are busy and they're giving shots, they're taking care of people. So this is something that if you don't have that time to sneak into the doctor or wait for the urgent care, we might be able to help you with that at the pharmacy as well.
Mm-hmm. So do you make an appointment? Can you just come in? How's that working?
Appointments would be preferred. We can try to get you in day of, depending on the workflow that we've got going on, but we can also maybe try to schedule out a day or two, but we're going to try really hard to see, come in heavy, be able to come in the same day. And then it's a nasal swab test, and then we'll run the results at the pharmacy and try to point you in the right direction for what needs to happen next.
So who should get a flu shot? Everybody, right?
Yeah, so the annual flu shot is recommended for anyone really over the age of 6 months. Essential workers, a lot of the people that have been out on the front lines, as it were, for COVID are also very good candidates for flu shots. And people with increased risk for severe illness, so adults 65 and older, nursing home, long-term care residents, people with underlying medical conditions or have trouble with their immune system. Kids, young children are at increased risk from the flu, pregnant women, older adults. So those are the people that we really want to see. But ultimately, it's a good idea for everybody. The more people that are vaccinated, the less likely we are to continue to spread a respiratory illness.
Yeah, of course, we've had issues with the people getting the COVID vaccinations. Do you see that rolling into the flu vaccinations as well, that there might be a problem?
Availability of the flu shots is thankfully pretty good. The accessibility, just from, all pharmacies are going to be offering vaccinations. So in terms of having the inventory immediate accessibility up front, flu vaccines, historically, we're very good at getting those out to a lot of different channels. There's different flu vaccine products. So if you're looking for a particular product, some pharmacies may vary in what they carry. But ultimately, most locations are going to have a flu vaccine that is appropriate for adults age 65 and older, and then the rest of the general population as well. So great time to go call your pharmacy and get a flu shot.
Well, if you can, Austin, go over the this booster shot for COVID with us again. Who can get that? Who is still waiting? I think there's confusion there.
There is definitely a lot flying around right now. So what we have right now is the COVID-19 booster shots are available for Pfizer patients who have received that series initially. Mm-hmm. And the criteria for that we have right now are people age 65 years and older, those 18 years and older with underlying medical conditions, those 18 years and older who work in high-risk settings, so that would be our first responders, our education staff, our grocery store workers, public transit, and then adults who are living in high-risk settings. Like I said, Moderna is likely to have approval for an additional dose soon, but there's going to be more to come on that.
What about the Johnson?
For the Johnson & Johnson, the data we have right now suggests you do not need a booster at this time. The Janssen Corporation is working on the studies for that, mm-hmm. and we're hoping to see more data soon. But if you did receive your J&J vaccine, sit tight. You're doing good.
And again, you can get both done at the same time, right? Both the flu and the COVID.
Great question. That is a big difference this year from last year when we were trying to do COVID shots and flu shots. Last year, a lot of people heard the guideline is if you had a vaccine within a 14-day window of getting your COVID shot, you were being asked to wait a little bit longer outside of that 2-week window to get your appointment scheduled. Now, with the data that we've seen and what we've collected, we do know that the flu vaccine, as well as other vaccines and the COVID vaccine, can be given together safely. So that is something that you can kill two birds with one stone, which is of great benefit in time of, the time that you need to go out and take care of yourself. We're all so busy, right? So that was a really big, really big help in terms of finding out that information and then being able to administer those vaccines to patients who wanted both.
Well, Austin, we're hearing a lot about safety. There's a lot of misinformation. I know you feel everything is very safe.
I do. And I will caveat that with saying that, medicine and science is never a 100% thing. So for people that are concerned and have those stories about something that went wrong, that's information that's taken into account with any medical study. So there's nothing that's ever a sure bet. But in terms of the number of people who have received the vaccine in this country and the people that have gained benefit from that, that significantly outweighs the people that may have had an adverse reaction or an adverse event from the vaccine. Those cases certainly do exist. And that's something that you can talk with your doctor, talk with your pharmacist about to see if you would be at an increased risk for something to go wrong. But the majority of people are able to get vaccinated safely with no adverse effects long term.
So if you're a Pfizer patient, you could call Browns now and get the booster and the flu shot in one fell swoop.
You could. We do need to get some new Pfizer vaccine into our pharmacy. We did run through our stock. We are going to be working on that shortly. But if you want to call and schedule a time where you could come in and get your flu shot and your Pfizer shot, mm-hmm. we will get you on the books and we will get you taken care of. Absolutely.
Beautiful. What's the phone number over there?
517-750-2180. Give us a call. We'd be happy to hear from you.
Hey, thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Be safe. Dr. Austin Brown, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy.